Go ahead, we're now recording.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Thick Who's Working Group call on Tuesday, 2nd of April 2013. On the call today we have Mark Anderson, Christopher George, Carolyn Hoover, Susan Kawaguchi, Marie-Laure Lemineur, and Mikey O'Connor. We have apologies from Susan Prosser, Alan Greenberg, Roy Badesti, Jonathan Zook, Don Blumenthal, and Avery Doria. And from staff, we have Lars Hoffman and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Julia, and thanks all. As you heard from the roll call, we've got pretty light attendance in anticipation of the meeting in Beijing. So I think we'll do an abbreviated call today, sort of checking the things we can and probably not making any huge weighty decisions today just because of the light attendance. I think the combination of the final change to daylight savings time and Beijing have sort of put a dent into the attendance. So we'll just take a quick look at this agenda and check on SOIs and take that little pause. Anybody want to change anything on the agenda? Okay. What you see on the screen is the first thing that we might as well, Lars, since you've got that up, let's just jump to agenda item 3 really quick, because that way we can get this done and then switch back to the stuff for item 2. These are the slides for the meeting in Beijing, and I think that we're actually going to use these slides twice, because we give a presentation to the GNSO Council during their working days on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember which day, but one of those 2 days we'll have a little time on their agenda to sort of review these same slides and update them on what we're up to. So I'm just going to take control back and just spin us through these slides really quickly. And if you see anything in here that should change, let me know, and we'll just fix that. This first slide sort of tells the tale of why we're doing all this. I'm not going to read them to you. I think they read fairly fast. So we'll spend a minute describing sort of the difference between Thick and Thin Who Is. And then that last slide is sort of the opportunity to talk about the advantages and disadvantages and the reason really why we're doing this, PDP.
Mikey, could I ask a question about that slide?
Yeah.
That definition of thin and thick, this is Steve Metallitz, taken from the issue report or something, because it seems odd to me that the thick registry information is also associated with the domain name. It's the registrant of the domain name. I would not myself say a thin registry only stores and manages information associated with the domain name, but if that's how it's been put in the issue report or somewhere else, then...
Yeah, the wording is a little awkward. That's a good catch, Steve. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to agree. I think that Steve makes a good point. Maybe that's not really sufficient to describe thin versus thick differences. I mean, thin is basically, it stores the, you know, you have the, if you're a thin registry, basically the registry is storing name server and registrar information, whereas if you're a thick registry, you're also storing contact information.
I think that's a good description.
Yeah, I think I know where this came from, and I think that what's maybe happened here. Lars, are your fingerprints on this draft, or is this one that Marika did?
Yeah, this is Lars. And no, it's Marika who did this.
Okay. I think what's happened here is that in order to make the sentences that we labored over so long in the charter short enough to go into bullets, a few words were removed. And so let me just take an action item. Maybe, Lars, you and I can stay on the phone at the end and tidy this up, because I don't have the charter in front of me. I think this is a matter of just slightly rewording this to make it a little bit clearer. Lars is saying he can stay on with me. What we did in the charter is we made the distinction in thin that said where different kinds of data were stored, that the information about the domain itself was stored at the registry and that the contact information was stored at the registrar. And then in thick registries, and what gives me this clue is the second sentence, thick registries maintain and provide both sets of data. And so I think what's happened is some words have just gotten chopped out, and they just need to be reinserted into the thin to make it clear. Mark, back to you.
Thanks, Mickey. It's Mark. I guess one more question on thick. I guess there's a difference between saying registrant data and contact data. So when I think of contact data, I think of admin, technical, billing, and registrant. Whereas, if you just specify registrant, you're just saying, one of the four contacts there. So that should probably be clarified.
Yep.
Thank you.
I think this is a victim of trying to make something fit on a PowerPoint slide and losing some important resolution along the way. So what I'll do is take an action to Lars has agreed to hang on the phone with me after the call is done, and we'll just fix it. And I think what I'll do is I'll fix it, send it to the list real quick, so that Steve, at least you and Mark, can take a look and make sure I got it right. Because I agree with you that this isn't quite right. That's, there's a long philosophical debate about whether PowerPoint is a good thing or a bad thing, and this is one of the examples of where PowerPoint can sometimes get in the way. Good catch. Anything else on this slide before I push this along? Okay. Another slide that sort of talks about what we've been doing. I think there's anything particularly tricky about this slide, so I'll push it along I'll just zip through these unless somebody does like Steve does and just interrupts. That's the right way to do this. There's our list of topics. Old friends. And then the sort of conditional branch in our charter that says if we decide that it's a good idea to go ahead, then we've got a couple other things that we should check. And finally, I think sort of a wrap-up slide. So this gives me, as the presenter, a lot of room to hang myself, and I would really appreciate the rest of you interrupting, just like Steve did, if I walk off the deep end on this, because that was a really good catch, and I'm undoubtedly going to do it again, not necessarily that topic, but I'm going to walk into something that I shouldn't. And so the way that our meeting, the public meeting, which is at 7:30 in the morning on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will work is that we'll go through this series of slides fairly fast, almost as fast as we just did. Probably spend a bit more time sort of bringing people up to something close to a common level of understanding. But then that's primarily intended to bring the people in the room up to a place where they can at least understand some of the conversation that we're having, but then we'll go ahead and just have a regular meeting. And then towards the end of that, I think the meeting is scheduled for an hour and a half, and so it's sort of at the one-hour mark. We'll wrap up our regular meeting and open up the floor to questions and comments from the people in the room who may have heard some things while we were talking that they want to throw in. And I guess one of the questions that comes to mind is that unnatural? Maybe what we ought to do is just bring everybody up to speed and then say, we're going to have a regular meeting and you're invited to participate. And we'll strain out the comments made by non-working group members in the note-taking so that, you know, we get a distinction between the comments made by the people in the working group as opposed to those who are observing. And, you know, I just thought of that. The original plan and the plan until a minute and a half ago was to just have us talking to ourselves, but I'm not sure that it really hurts much at all to have folks from the audience participating all along. I know that if I were in the audience, it would be a lot more engaging for me to be able to participate right when the topics were going. Does anybody have any really strong views one way or the other about that? I'll probably ask that again when we're in Beijing because there are so many people that aren't on the call. And I don't want to mousetrap people, but that's just something that occurred to me. Carolyn said in the chat, I think it's Sunday, and that's the working session that, with the GNSO. Thanks, Carolyn. If you're in Beijing and you're there for the GNSO working sessions, by all means, when it's our turn at the podium, please join me at the table, and we'll do this as a group. I think that's it for this slide deck. Anything else about? Let me just make sure, but I'm pretty sure this is just the question slide. One tiny thing, Lars, and that is, could you, instead of having a separate slide at the end that says questions, could you put the word questions centered at the bottom of this slide? That way, all that helpful information, so just take that slide off and put the words thank you and questions at the bottom of the previous page. Yeah. That way that slide just stays on the screen and people can write down those links and stuff like that. That's one of my pet peeves about PowerPoint decks is that people put a bunch of really useful stuff on the second to the last slide. And then they go to the last slide and there's no information there at all and I haven't written it down yet. So that's just a personal peeve. Not a big deal if it doesn't change. Okay, that's it for that. I'm really reluctant to dive into content with this few people on the call. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I was sort of hoping that if I nattered on long enough that we would pick up a few more people, but we have a pretty impressive group of apologies. And so I apologize to you for consuming this 20 minutes, but I'm uncomfortable actually going into real content today. So I think we'll draw this call to a close, give you back 40 minutes of your day, which for many of us getting ready to go to Beijing, I think would probably be helpful. And I'll see you all in Beijing. Thanks, folks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Lars?